a DRI strategy should be chosen carefully because it does require a little more effort than the other differential reinforcement procedures, in the sense that you have to identify behaviors that are actually incompatible. And sometimes that's not as easy as it seems. But once that is done, it does have the advantage over a differential reinforcement of low rate behavior or the differential reinforcement of other behavior procedures, in that you're identifying a specific behavior in which you are trying to reinforce. And that should be a pro-social behavior that student should be engaging in at a level that's similar to peers in his classroom or children of his or her age.